We start our morning's interviews with Moko Tapania, who's the mayor of the Far North District Council. They've changed their Māori name and their logo, and we'll talk that through. Plus, of course, an amazing Waitangi gathering in the north over the last week or so. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Moko, tēnā koe and welcome.
Hey, morena, morena e hoa.
Tēnā koe, good to catch up with you. So the Far North District Council's changed its Māori name and logo. Talk to us about that, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we've changed our Māori name, just we've acknowledged it, to be honest. So in 1989, our council was formed from four counties and two boroughs up here in the Far North. And a Māori name was chosen, which was a reverse translation of the Far North, of course. Taitokero ki te raki, or Northland to the North. But for te reo Māori speakers, I mean, that's not a name we actually use to refer to where we're from or where we live. And so off the back of a te reo Māori policy that our council adopted last year, we're restoring and acknowledging one of the traditional names of our area, Te Hiko Tika, the Tell of the Fish. And so it's pretty exciting to see that represented in our council logo. So in te reo Māori, we now Te Prangihira o Te Hiko Tika.
Tēnā koe. There's been pushback on Rorel in recent times. Was there, in your community or around the decision-making table?
Yeah, I mean, we had that policy come through. We're actually not even leading in this space. There are plenty of other councils that are doing cool stuff like this. So for us, it was, hey, we better walk the talk, hey? And we put it through our Te Ao Māori Committee, Te Puaka, where Te Kaho Tui Paonui, our iwi chairs from up here, also sit alongside us in council, and they were all for it too. So it's been really exciting just to see it happen.
Tēnā koe. Well, that's how we roll then. You're the mayor of Te Kaho Tika, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds good. It's got a nice ring about it. Hey, I'm assuming you made your way to Waitangi. It was pretty amazing. We go down as one of the biggest in the north for many a year. We've got to take our hats off to the way that people hosted the many thousands, even though there appeared at times to be gridlock. What stands out for you about the annual hui and the mood of the people who attended Waitangi Moho?
Oh, I'm still trying to find my voice from all of the haka and waiata and kōrero that happened over the past week, because for us up here in the Far North, Waitangi kind of kicked off with our iwi chairs, National Iwi Chairs Forum Pōwhiri. That was on Wednesday, I think, and then we just had pōwhiri every single day to welcome all of the different branches of government and groups, the kingitanga, iwi leaders again. So, no, it's been a fantastic week, and yesterday as well at Waitangi itself. But in my whole lifetime, I mean, I've been to Waitangi probably like 20-plus times, right? Biggest one I've ever experienced. So, no, it was a beautiful event. Māoridom got to have its say. We came together with, you know, all those different branches of government, and I think it was a real success. I think the fact that we had cars lined up from Waitangi all the way, you know, like a half an hour's drive it normally takes to get to Kirikiri was taking 2 hours, and it's a half an hour drive to get to Kawakawa on our other state highway, and that was taking 2 hours. That probably just shows how popular Waitangi was and that everybody wanted to be there.
And it feels in a strange way that the coalition government have actually done us a favour, haven't they? By creating an unprecedented unity and focus for Ngāi Māori.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I always love Waitangi, right? I love the fact that it's a chance we get to commemorate, to reflect on Te Tiriti o Waitangi, our founding document in this country, and say, where are we at? Like, look at this partnership that was agreed back here. It's a really nice check-in. But at the same time, for Northlanders, probably, you know, because we grew up here, man, Waitangi Day is about, you know, like going on the waka, doing bombs off the bridge, coming for a kai, catching up with whānau you haven't seen for a while, and all of that sort of stuff. So that whanaungatanga element of it was definitely alive and well as well. But then we had the Hikwe, the main Hikwe match that happens every year, which come up onto Waitangi as well. Biggest one I've seen in a very long time as well, and probably have our coalition government to thank for that. But no, it was really great, and I had the opportunity to speak with many ministers and our Prime Minister a few times, and what I hope is that they take away from this is that, you know, okay, we're getting a message here, what are we going to do about that? And in the coming weeks, months, and their term in this government, I think that we've got an opportunity here to try and do better for us.
Yeah, tēnā koe, there's a bit of disappointment that the issues that caused us to mobilise in the way that we did, i.e. The reo and also the pushback on Māori kaupapa, that this would have been addressed by the Prime Minister. Some say it was a pretty underwhelming speech. In fact, many suggesting it mirrored the conversation from last year as well. Do you think they missed an opportunity?
Oh, yeah. I think they were playing it a little bit safer. Like, you know, you don't want to... I say this to anyone. Oh, well, I've had to stand up to protests against council and what we've done. And I never kind of go and... I never go into spaces like that to push back or to debate personally. You know, I go to just listen. And I think that's what he's done, but it will be what we do afterwards or what our Prime Minister and government does afterwards that will show whether they, like, we're walking the talk in the conversations I heard he had with people, which are actually really positive and constructive. So I hope that we see that continue out and not, you know, you go back from the tail of the fish to the head of the fish and kind of pretend like you didn't listen to anything or hear anything or your actions are different to what you're saying in the background.
Tēnā koe, Moko. I'm talking in a moment with Rhett Stultz, the Gisborne Mayor, and they're coming together with a summit talking about the social and economic challenges and opportunities existing in their rohe, which draws me to Tiko Tika. And last time we spoke, obviously there are challenges with work, with housing, with roading. But one of the big issues that I recall you and I speaking of was water. And I just wonder if there are any positive updates here at the start of 24 to reflect on some of the infrastructural work needed to support growth in the north. Just give us an overview of some of the challenges you're confronting as a council and as a mayor in 2024.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I had the opportunity to speak with the Prime Minister and ministers at breakfast yesterday morning. And, you know, I talked about, for one, the far north is the greatest district in this country. Right? Beautiful. The culture and history of this place is, you know, like second to none across Aotearoa. But the pressures and the challenges and serving our incredibly widespread population of 75,000 people means that the game is different for us to other councils. We've got 16 wastewater treatment plants, 9 water treatment plants and 22 stormwater networks. So, great, we might have a council that is functioning very well down the line, but maybe they've only got 2 of those to look after. Of our 16 wastewater treatment plants, you know, we've only just had one that's been recently upgraded and 15 of them discharged into waterways, which is culturally apparent, right, for our communities. So I laid that out to the Prime Minister and to his ministers yesterday and said, so you could accuse us of underinvestment, or has it been a case of 35 years of investing only as much as we could afford to? Whatever it is, we're at now. The Ministry of Works come in and built all of this infrastructure for us back in the 50s, and now we're left high and dry by central government when it comes to us needing to do this. So what does it look like to come together in actual proper partnership, local government, central government, and our iwi partners to do better for our communities? I mean, the ears, we're all open when I'm saying these sorts of conversations, and definitely, like I said before, the follow-up is what really matters, right, is going back down and saying, okay, we still need to do better here. I've got, the township of Kaikohe's wastewater treatment plant is coming online shortly. Right now it's discharging into the awa that goes to Hokianga Harbour. Okay, that's not good enough. We can't afford for culturally or environmentally better alternatives. How much can you bring to the table? In terms of freshwater, though, we've had some really great things happen, thanks to Uncle Shane and his PGF previously, right? So it's like, where are we at now with this? We've had dam come online here in Kaikohe, which is complete now and being commissioned and providing water for our community. But yeah, it's just the check-in and say, cool, we've still got a long way to go, so how do we work with this government to still get there?